stockings above the fireplace, but I've got my dancing shoes on and I'm running in place. Maybe it's cold outside, but don't worry. Once we start dancing, we'll be warm in a hurry. Let's go! Prince or Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donder, Blitzen. You can turn them all into venison, tails, not as things so medicine. I don't care about coal in my stocking, sugar plum fairies, or jingle bell rocking. Maybe I could use a little ho, 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 but we'll just see how it goes.
Sunday morning, everyone. It is 3 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM WMFO. From the App Store. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Still got to get it together. It's only 4 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. I'll be with it before you know it. And we're going to have another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, it is 14 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November the 11th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Like I said, just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, let's get right into it. Let's go back to Thursday, college football. Wake Forest upset North Carolina State. Wake Forest, who was unranked, defeated North Carolina State, ranked number 14, 27-23. And then on Friday, Syracuse 54, Louisville 23. Another upset, unranked Boise State defeated Fresno State, ranked number 23, 24-17. And then on yesterday, Alabama 24, Mississippi State zip. Clemson 27, BC 7. Not bad. I figured Clemson was going to tromp them, but BC hung right in there. And I didn't see the entire game. As a matter of fact, I saw very little of the game. But I saw the BC quarterback get banged up on the first play from scrimmage. And I don't know whether he continued in the game or not, but I thought that was a bad sign. Clemson did hang in there. BC did hang in there, I should say. Clemson 27, BC 7. Okay, Notre Dame 42, Florida State 13, Michigan 42, Rutgers 7. Georgia 27, Auburn 10, Oklahoma 48, Oklahoma State 47. Big bang out there game there in the Sooner State. LSU 24, Arkansas 17, Washington State 31, Colorado 7, West Virginia 47, TCU 10, Ohio State 26, Michigan State 6. Tennessee, upset, unranked Tennessee defeated Kentucky, ranked number 11, 24-7. UCF 35, Navy 24, Florida 35, South Carolina 31, Texas 41, Texas Tech 34, Penn State 22, Wisconsin 10, upset. This is going to make Wilbon happy. Northwestern unranked defeated Iowa, ranked number 21, 14-10. And Iowa State 28, Baylor 14. Let's stay with the college people. In college basketball yesterday, men's college basketball, Gonzaga 104, Texas Southern 36. Gonzaga 104, Texas Southern 67. Villanova 86, Quinnipiac 53. I love that name, Quinnipiac. Syracuse 84, Morehead State 70. Michigan 56, Holy Cross 37. Purdue 84, Ball State 75. And in ladies' college basketball, Oregon 75, Syracuse 73. 418 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. I'm host Donnelly Brown. This is another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I just love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Oh, Hi, I'm Frank. The pedestrian you passed back there? You didn't even notice me. But why should you? Well, I could pop out in front of you when you least expect it. It could be a kid chasing a dog. Of course, I try to be safe. I use crosswalks, look both ways, and make eye contact with drivers. But either of us could make a mistake. So let's, you know, look out for each other.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more information, visit aaos.org.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 425 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League yesterday. Get the background music up as well. Background, where are you? Okay, there they are. Okay, in the National Hockey League yesterday, the Sabres 4 and the Canucks 3. The Flyers 4 and the Blackhawks zip. Guess changing coaches didn't help much. The Bruins 5 and the Maple Leafs 1. The Stars, the Predators 5 and the Stars 4. That was an overtime game. The Senators 6 and the Lightning 4. The Canadiens 5 and the Golden Knights 4. The Penguins 4 and the Coyotes zip. The Panthers 4 and the Islanders 2. The Rangers 5 and the Blue Jackets 4. The Red Wings 4 and the Hurricanes 3. That was a shootout. And the Flames 1 and the Kings zip. And that Bruins game in the first inning. I still got baseball. All right. In the first period, Pasternak got his 13th goal of the year at 5:46 of the first. I'm sorry. Let me get back here. At 16:12 of the first period, Bergeron got his 9th goal of the year with assist from Pasternak. Okay? 1-0 Bruins at the end of the first period, not inning. In the second period, Pasternak got his 13th goal of the year with assist from Bergeron and Grelchick. And that made it 2-0 Bruins. And at 10:34 of the second period, Pasternak got his 14th goal of the year on a power play with assist from Marchand and Bergeron. Bruins 3. And the Maple Leafs zip. At 19:30, Tavares of the Maple Leafs got his 10th goal of the year. And that made it 3-1 Bruins. And in the third period, Pasternak, his third hat trick of the season. He got his 15th goal of the year on the power play with assists from Marchand and Krug. And then at 14:30, Nordstrom got his 3rd goal of the year with assists from Krejci. Final score, Bruins 5 and the Maple Leafs 1. And as I said, I have not been following hockey that closely. A lot of things going on in my life right now. But as far as I know, and I'm going to make a quick look. No one's really pulling away as I can recall. But let me go back and make a quick look at the standings. In the Atlantic Conference, Eastern Conference Atlantic Division, Tampa Bay had a 3-point lead over Toronto going into yesterday. Montreal was third and the Bruins were fourth. So the Bruins got 2 points, so they moved over Montreal, who lost. And Toronto, they're still trailing by 2 points. And I believe Tampa Bay, the Lightning, what did they do? They lost. Hey, so the Bruins gained on everybody in front of them. And the Bruins are followed by Buffalo, Ottawa, Detroit, and Florida. So with Tampa Bay only having a 3-point lead over Toronto, it's still really close. In the Metropolitan Division, the Columbus Blue Jackets, excuse me, they won yesterday. They have 21 points. The Islanders did not play. Oh, yeah. The Islanders play, but they lost. So, Columbus has a 3-point lead over the Islanders, followed by Washington, Philadelphia, Carolina, the Rangers, Pittsburgh, and New Jersey. They're all really close. Out west, in the Central Division, the Nashville Predators. They lost also. They have 24 points, followed by the Minnesota Wild. And the Wild did not play. So, I think the Wild trailing by... Nashville is leading the Wild by 2 points. Followed by Winnipeg, Dallas, Colorado, St. Louis, and Chicago. And they're all bunched up together. Yep, in the Pacific, Vancouver has 21 points. And Calgary follows, and they are 2 points behind. San Jose is also 2 points behind, followed by Edmonton, Anaheim, Arizona, Vegas, and Los Angeles. And so, therefore, like I was correct, no one has yet pulled away to any kind of substantial lead to say that they're in the favorites in the National Hockey League in any of the divisions. So it's close. So we have to stay close to see what's going on. Okay, excuse me. 4:31 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, November 11, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here just about every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there? What's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world? 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. I promise. That's not a threat. We'll be right back.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:37 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. Okay, National Basketball Association games coming up next here on a Brown Perspective on Sports. Yesterday, the Raptors 128, the Knicks 112. I guess the Raptors are pretty close to starting to pull away from the rest of the pack. The Clippers 128 and the Bucks 126. That game went into overtime. The Pelicans with my background music. Okay, here we go. Background. The Pelicans, 119. The Suns, 99. The Wizards, 116. The Heat, 110. The Bulls, 99. The Cavs, 98. The Grizzlies, 112. The 76ers, 106. The Spurs, 96. The Rockets, 89. The Warriors, 116. The Nets, 100. The Mavericks, 111. The Thunder, 96. And the Lakers 101 and the Kings 86. Okay, big news in the NBA yesterday. Jimmy Butler and Justin Patton were traded by Minnesota to the 76ers for Dario Saric, Robert Covington, Jared Bayless, and a second round pick in this upcoming draft. So I guess the question is, are the 76ers now the favorites coming out of the East? Celtics have not yet gotten their act together, which to me was surprising. I just thought that Irving and Hayward would just fit right in and that the bench would be the bench with attitude. Marcus Morris named them. Would just fit right in since they played so well last year with less minutes, but, you know, still doing a yeoman job coming off the bench. And they were, like I said, 12 men deep when you count Yabusele and Ojale. The fact that Theis went down after having his best game of his career certainly hasn't helped. And it's taken Hayward a little longer to get back to pre-Hayward pre-trade Hayward form. And Tatum and Brown, I don't know, maybe it's because of rotations or whatever, or less playing time or whatever, has not yet gotten back to their playoff status the way they were playing during the playoffs. But like I said, you know, they still have all the components barring injury to you know, be a major contender coming out of the East. And I guess with all the hype coming out of the East, they came out with a big bullseye on their back, even bigger than the one that Golden State is carrying. But anyway, Toronto now is 12-1 since the pickup of Kawhi Leonard for DeMar Rosen. And since Philadelphia lost, they're 4.5 games back. Boston is 4.5 games back. followed by Brooklyn and New York. In the Central Division, Milwaukee still only lost two games. And so, actually, no, they lost their third game. So, Indiana gained a game on them. They were a game and a half back, followed by Detroit, Chicago, and Cleveland. In the Southeast Division, the Charlotte Hornets. What did they do yesterday? They didn't play yesterday. And Miami, they lost. So they're now a game back of Charlotte. The Magic did not play. So they're a game and a half back, followed by Atlanta and Washington. In the Western Conference, Golden State is leading in the Pacific. They did not play. Oh, and Seth Curry suffered an injury in their last game, which was a loss. I don't know how serious that injury. I don't even know what type of injury it is. But it says it's one that he's never suffered before. So, and the Clippers, they won yesterday, so they're three games back of Golden State, followed by Sacramento, the Lakers, and Phoenix. In the Southwest Division, San Antonio Spurs, they won yesterday, making them 7-4. And the Memphis Grizzlies also won. That makes them 7-4. New Orleans Pelicans, they won. And that makes them 6-6, a game and a half behind San Antonio and Memphis. Houston and Dallas bring up the rear. So, with the pickups that I thought that everybody, well, that I thought that that Houston and Dallas would be up there, but they're struggling just like the Celtics. In the Northwest, Portland. That's where we go next. I think we play tonight in Portland. Portland's 9-3. The Denver Nuggets, who we lost to on the road, but they didn't play yesterday. Oklahoma City also did not play. They're in third place, a game and a half behind Portland and Denver, who are tied for first. And Utah, where we played two nights ago, they are 6-6, and they are three games back, followed by Minnesota. So, it's still a ball game, still anybody's race in most of the divisions in the NBA. And Jimmy Butler's a good player. Gives them certainly a little more outside shooting and some defense as well. How well it will go, I can't say. It's going to take some time probably to work him in. I guess if Markel Fultz and some of those other guys pick up their game, they could be really tougher. And Joel Embiid is having a great year. So it remains to be seen. Like I said, I think the Celtics still have a good shot about being the best team in the East, but it's not going to be easy. Indiana showed that they can play with us, and Philadelphia, obviously, is a contender. It's 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is for your game. Far the world of sports is concerned, certainly want to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. I shall return.
have likes?
Do you have dislikes?
Do you have a favorite movie?
Do you have something to say?
Do you have a secret?
Do you have dreams?
Do you have goals?
I do.
Well, I do.
I do.
Everyone does.
No matter what race or color they are.
Talk to each other.
Listen to each other.
We're not all that different.
I like good food.
Good music.
I want to fall in love.
I want a good job.
I want my kids to live in a world
where they are loved
and safe and respected for who they are.
Sure, we're all different.
But we're also all the same.
Understand the similarities.
Respect the differences.
Help end prejudice in your lifetime. Call 1-800-934-3430 or log on to www.whitehouse.gov. Let them know what you do to end prejudice. Together we can build one America in the 21st century. Brought to you by the President's Initiative on Race, the Leadership Conference Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:48 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. It's time to turn to the National Football League. As you know, I'm in this pitch battle with my son Scott and my grandson Kyle and our good friends Kenny and Bill to have the best record picking the winners in the NFL games every week. And going into coming out of last week, week 9, Scott was still in first place with 84 wins. I'm tied with Kyle with 79. Kenny had a big week, and he's jumped into third place, I guess, or fourth, or whatever you want to look at it, with 74 wins. And Bill has fallen back in the last place with 73 wins going into week 10. So there. Okay, I have Bill's picks somewhere, I guess on my phone or whatever. But this has been an extremely difficult week, and I didn't get them off, so we'll have to go without his picks, at least on the program, when I get home, maybe sometime later on before the game start. I had the Steelers over the Panthers, and I didn't get them in, like I said, until I had a busy week. But I had the Steelers over the Panthers. I believe everybody else had the Panthers. I didn't hear Bill's picks, but I think Kenny, Scott, and Kyle had the Panthers. I had the Steelers. Honest, believe me, I did. I'm not cheating. And going into today's games, I got the Bears over the Lions. This is another coin flip game. The way these teams have been playing all year, you don't know how at least I can't tell for certain how they're going to do on any given Sunday, Thursday, whatever day they're playing. So we'll just wait and see. I got the Bears over the Lions. I got the Saints over the Bengals. Saints pull off the big, I won't say upset, but they beat up on the Rams, who were the only undefeated team. And now I guess the Saints look like they're the big team coming out of the NFC. And even though they got Dez Bryant, who went down with a torn Achilles and is probably out for 8 months, I think the Saints still have enough to beat the Bengals. I got the Falcons over the Browns. The Falcons are just coming back from their trip to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Took them a while to find their way back, but they're starting to play better ball. And Ryan is having another good year. And so I got the Falcons over the Browns. I got the Colts over the Jaguars, another home team coin flip game. Luck is playing really well, but that offensive line is still suspect. He doesn't have, to me, a bunch of tremendous other offensive help. But I think since they seem to be, riding his shoulders, as long as his shoulder stays in one place, I got the Colts over the Jags. I got the Packers over the Dolphins. The Packs should bounce back after their loss to the Patriots. And the Dolphins, to me, don't seem to have enough going for them to mimic the Patriots' victory over the Packers last week. I got the Chiefs over the Cardinals. Mahomes is at home, and he's still doing his thing. And the Chiefs seem to be, still a contender. as far as making it to the big dance. I got the Jets over the Bills. This is a race for the worst pick in the draft. Both teams are playing terribly. Both teams come up with high picks that don't seem to work out. The Jets quarterback is Donald, is not playing today from what I understand. I got the Patriots over the Titans. It could be a close game based upon the Patriots injury report. And it's also a revenge game by all the JVs that are on, the Patriots JVs that are playing for the Titans. So I look for Lewis and Butler and Vrabel, who's not playing but coaching, also to have a big game against the Patriots. And the Patriots could be in trouble out there in Tennessee based upon who's able to play. We've been ravaged, but that's part of the game, by injuries. I guess Gronkowski is pretty certain of not being on the field with a bye week coming up. I guess they want to give him extra rest, and that makes sense. I got Washington over the Buccaneers. This is another coin flip game. I got the Chargers over the Raiders. Just watch Rivers mess this one up for me. I have no confidence in that guy at all. What can I say? The Raiders are playing terribly. The Chargers are playing well. That doesn't mean anything. The Rams could bounce back with a vengeance if they are legit Super Bowl contenders. I got the Rams over the Seahawks. I got the Eagles over the Cowboys. They also seem to be coming back from last year's Super Bowl. That Super Bowl trip does a job on most teams. I got the 49ers over the Giants. The Niners don't seem to be missing Jimmy Garoppolo that much. And this guy comes out of nowhere. Nobody ever heard of him. I never heard of him before. He plays his first game and looks outstanding. So we'll see how well the 49ers can continue as they play the Monday night game. Okay, 4:54 here on WMFO. Oh, this is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm host Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, November the 11th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. Okay, it is 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. to do it all over again. So until then, your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way. We have more new music and top hits of the year 2018 for you to enjoy and be blessed. So until then, your host, Donnelly Brown, saying stay cool. Get ready for Thanksgiving. And hopefully, we'll see you next Sunday.